This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we're going to start off a brand new week this week. Unless you listen to this on a day that's not Monday, then you just start the day like this. Whatever. You get it. You get the point. But it's Monday for those of you that are up to speed and up to scratch with everything's at. And I'm actually going to go through this week and give you some insights into Stoicism. So some of you may be up to speed. I'm going to give you some references in the Mood Prep online group. I'll also post some resources in there as well. But I'll be basically giving you a bit of an idea of, for anyone who is a beginner or intermediate understanding of Stoicism, we'll also be able to get something from this as well. I'm predominantly today reading from the book called The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday, which they effectively pulled it into 12 chapters, which is 12 months of the year. And then from there, they had a kind of a... When I say they, it's Ryan and Stephen Hanselman that wrote it. And each month is actually a focus, like January's clarity, February's passions and emotions, March's awareness, and so on and so forth. But there's three parts over the 12 months, so there's three thirds, right? There's discipline of perception, discipline of action, and discipline of will, and then each month is broken down from there. So I'm just going to this week pull apart a couple of quotes from there and explain it as they wrote it, and then I'm going to put my two cents on top of that as well, and basically make it, I don't know, Dave-ified, mood prep it. I'm going to mood prep it. There you go. That'll figure it out. You go. So today, this is on January the 3rd, which is under clarity, and the heading is Be Ruthless to the Things That Don't Matter. How many have laid waste to your life when you weren't aware of what you were losing? How much was wasted in pointless grief, foolish joy, greedy desire, and social amusements? How little of your own was left to you? You'll realize you are dying before your time. And that was written by Seneca. I don't know what year, a very long time ago. Seneca lived, I think it was 4 BC. So he's actually, he's 4 years older than Jesus. And died, I think, 65. I'll just look it up quickly. AD 65. So he lived a very long time ago. But basically, that was one of his quotas. He has Letters of Seneca, I think, is one of his more famous writings. Whereas this was Seneca on the Brevity of Life. Now, Ryan Holiday, or Stephen Hanselman, which I sort of wrote this out, I'm going to read through what they write and about that quote, and then I'm going to pull it apart myself. And so they go on to say, one of the hardest things to do in life is to say no to invitations, to requests, to obligations, to the stuff that everyone else is doing. Even harder is saying no to certain time-consuming emotions, anger, excitement, distraction, obsession, lust. None of these impulses feels like a big deal by itself, but run amok, they become a commitment like anything else. If you're not careful, these are precisely the impositions that will overwhelm and consume your life. Do you ever wonder how you can get some of your time back? How you can feel less busy? Start by learning the power of no, as in, no thank you, and no, I'm not going to get caught up in that, and no, I just can't right now. It may hurt some feelings. It may turn people off. It may take some hard work. But the more you say no to the things that don't matter, the more you can say yes to the things that do. This will let you live and enjoy your life, the life that you want. So what they do really well throughout this book is basically get a good old quality quote from one of the traditional, philosophers in Stoicism, and in this case it's Seneca, and then which I do believe is Tim Ferriss's favorite as well, out of the famous Stoics. And then they make it quite modernized, so to speak. And so I'm going to pull a couple of things apart of what Ryan's saying there, and then I'm going to put my spin on it as well. And so he goes on to here say that none of these impulses feel like a big deal by itself, but run amok, they become a commitment like anything else. And that's a two-part sentence, right? And so it says none of these impulses, anger, excitement, distraction, obsession, lust, they're all impulses, right? And so we often get caught up with the identity of those emotions that I am angry, or I am happy, or I am excited. It's like, no, you're experiencing it. It's an impulse. It'll come and it'll go, it'll pass. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't show happiness or excitement or anger. It means that we shouldn't just be a puppet to it, right? And that's where it says here, the second part of this, but run amok, they become a commitment like anything else. If we just let our impulses and our emotions just run us, then what happens is we become a puppet, and that's really tiring because of the reason being is that we are never in control of our emotions. Our emotions completely 100% control us. And so that's where we really truly do actually become our emotions. Like, I am angry. Yeah, of course you are, because you don't see it as a passing impulse. You see it as an identity, and therefore you have to outplay, or play out rather, that identity, that emotion, until it passes, and then you'll be something else. And that's why it becomes so tiring. Do you ever wonder how you can get some of your time back? How you can feel less busy? Less busy. Man, isn't that the answer? How you been? Yeah, man, real busy. Yeah, yeah. I fucking bet everyone's busy. Right? There's some people, very rarely do they say, I'm not busy, right? Maybe it's because they want to be the mismatch, or they want to be the person that's not, right? And I get it. But I read Tim Ferriss's, just to quote him again, his book, The 4-Hour Work Week, when I first started my business, Functional Fitness Australia. And I was so lucky that I read that. In the start of the second week, he's like, don't get busy and productive mixed up, right? Aim to be productive. Don't aim to be busy. And I was busying myself because I should be hustling for so period of time. And I still, especially with my personality type, if I'm not careful, I can run this pattern of just being busy with mundane shit that doesn't matter long term. And then I end up stressing over it. And then once again, my emotions run amok if I am not conscious of it. So the whole idea there is, like, if you want to be less busy, be more conscious. And you're able to say no to the things that don't serve your long-term plan. And so he goes on to start by learning the power of no, right? Now, he says, as in, no, I'm not getting caught up in that. That is going, no, I'm not getting caught up in the drama of somebody else's life just to give the attention. And that's not just drama around the people that you work with or your family or your friends. It's the reality TV show. It's everything. We don't realize, like, you're not going to sit in your deathbed and be like, fuck, I'm so happy that Big Brother was on for 8 seasons. You know, it was a really big investment away from my kids' homework or away from my ability to learn more about my spouse because I was avoiding that conversation, wasn't I? So the thing about that is going, where can you say no to things that do not matter, that you will not get caught up in? It's interesting that people be like, I'm not getting caught up in that royal wedding stuff, for example, but don't worry, you'll post about it. Like, you're getting caught up in it. Like, that's the thing. You're just trying to tell everyone else. It's the same as the person that says, oh, no, I'm not on social media. People that are on social media just want attention. It's like, why did you feel the need to tell me that, right? It's the same thing. You're looking for the same result. You're just going a different path. And so it's learning to say no so that you can say yes. A lot of the time, there are particular individuals that struggle. This may be you, or you likely know someone like this. They struggle to say no to people, and they'll say yes, but their body language will say no, or they won't do it. But they struggle to say no, and this is what's so fascinating around. I mean, there's childhood patterns within this as well, but really the power of going, I hate saying no to people. It's like, yeah, but you don't realize that when you say no to them, you're saying yes to you. When you say yes to them, and it's not authentic or genuine, it's not for them, then you're saying no to you. Now, let's dig a bit deeper with that. Sometimes people will say yes to somebody else, right? Not because they want to help that other person, but because they want the other person to love them. And they think that their identity and their self-worth is on the other side of helping somebody else, even if they don't want to, even if it means that they have to sacrifice other things in their life. And this is, I'll probably end up sort of leaving it like this. Fixing or helping someone else is often an excuse or a distraction to sorting your own life out. And so if you find yourself constantly wanting to fix and help other people, maybe it's because that's easier than sorting out things within your life, right? You can see their answers so clearly, but you're blocked on your own. It's like, that's a sign for you, right? Enter the forest where it seems darkest to you. And if it's easier and brightest to help other people and darker and sort of scarier looking to help yourself, then I think it's time to start saying no to people. That don't, not no to the person, no to the particular thing that may be offered to you in order to buy back time for yourself so you can sort your own life out so you don't become resentful for all the times you said yes in 10, 15, 20 years' time. Team, I'm going to finish the podcast there. Thank you very much for listening in. I really appreciate it. And as always, if you found this beneficial and you think you have a friend that would also find this beneficial, I would love it if you would share it with them. And also jump on Mood Prep Online. That group's actually going to be changing pretty soon. I'll keep you updated with what's happening. I've got a membership site coming out with more information and a lot more of this content and a lot more depth that I've been working a bit on the back end, but I'm really excited about it. And otherwise, yeah, at the moment, jump on Facebook. It should be in the comments, but jump on Facebook, search Mood Prep Online and ask to join in. And then basically from there, that's kind of it for me today. Team, thank you very much. As always, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unlearned.